今天的题目是生命短暂，不要自夸。
The topic of today's preaching is the brevity of life. Do not boast.
雅各书第四章第十三节到第十五节。
It's in the book of James, chapter 4, verses 13 through 15.
让我们打开圣经，雅各书第四章第十三节。
So open your Bible to James, chapter 4.Verse 13.
Hi, 你们有话说啊？今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。十五节，你们只当作主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
James chapter 4 verse 13. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow.You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that.
我自从我信主以来，曾经三次亲身经历过生命的短暂。
Since I became a believer, there are three times.When I experienced the shortness of life.
第一次是在念大学的时候。
The first time was while I was in college.
在一个主日的清晨，我跟一位弟兄去教会。
That was a Sunday morning. I went to church early with another brother.
我们那天早上我们提前半个小时去。
We went to church half an hour early.
因为我们被安排负责欢迎这些到教会来的弟兄。这个参加主日学的弟兄姐妹。
Because, this brother and I were assigned to be the welcoming committee for people who come to Sunday school.
到了教会我们把这个椅子把他们摆好。
So after we arrived at church, we arranged the seats.
然后把这个桌子摆在靠近门的一个地方。
And we put the table close to the entrance.
然后把弟兄姐妹的名卡放在桌子上。
And then we put the name cards on the table.
那预备欢迎他们。
In order to welcome them.
我就在这个时候，这位弟兄突然间倒在地上。
And it's at that moment that this brother just dropped on the floor.
脸色很难看。
The color was bad.
有点蓝色。
He was a little blue.
看起来他的血液循环停止了。
Looks like circulation has stopped.
事情的发生使到很多弟兄姐妹来帮忙。
So a lot of brothers and sisters ran forth to help.
当中有两位医生尝试用这个人工呼吸把他的生命抢救回来。
There were two doctors among them and they tried to resuscitate him.
有人去打911。
And somebody called 911.
有人聚在一起祷告。
And there were others who came together to pray.
救护车很快就来了。
The ambulance arrived quickly.
把他送去医院。
And he was taken to the hospital.
那不久我们从医院得来的消息说他已经离开世界了。
And then shortly we have news from the hospital that said he has passed away.
这位弟兄离开世界的时候只不过是19岁。
This brother was only 19.
我早上我跟他一起去教会。
In the morning, I went to church with him.
一切都很好。
Everything was good.
他也没有说哪里不舒服。
He didn't say he was hurting anywhere.
还开车载我去教会。
He also gave me a ride to church.
那他离开世界，对于我。
His passing away to me.
对于教会的弟兄姐妹
，to the brothers and sisters at church，
还有他的家人带来很大的震撼
，and to his family was a big shock。
那特别是他的父母亲感到非常的难过还有忧伤。
Especially his parents, they were grieved, they were greatly grieved.
那没有人想到他的生命突然间就这样结束了。
Nobody thought that his life would end this way.
啊，这个是我第一次经历到人生命的短暂。
So this is the first time I experienced the brevity of life.
那么第二次经历到人生命的短暂是在九年前。
The second time I experienced it was 9 years ago.
那有一个星期天，星期三晚上，星期天啊，星期三晚上。
On a Wednesday evening.
那刚好在祷告会。
I was in a prayer meeting.
我接到从警察局打来的一个电话。
I got a call from the police station.
那问我是否可以去看一家人。
Asking if I can go and visit a family.
因为这家人有一个成员被枪杀。
Because one of the members of the family was shot.
是一位年轻的女士。
She was young.
只不过是27岁。
She was only 27 years old.
那询问之后我发现到我认识这一家人。
After I asked them, I realized that I know this family.
那么当时他们是在这个门诺还有这个圣佩特交叉路口的 stable 附近开餐馆。
They actually have a restaurant, at the corner of Manon and San Pedro where the stable was.
我们教会有一阵子跟他们买饭菜。
And therefore, while the church had ordered lunch from them.
餐馆是有一对年轻的夫妇还有他们的父母亲来料理。
The restaurant was owned by a young couple and their parents.
我就在电话中答应这位打电话来的女士。
So I promised this lady on the phone.
我说祷告会结束之后我会去看他们。
After the prayer meeting ended, I will go see them.
那祷告会结束之后我立刻到他们的家去。
So I went immediately after the prayer meeting.
我到了他们的家，我就走进他们的家。
So I entered into the house.
那看到这位被枪杀的年轻女士的母亲。
I saw the mother of the victim.
哭得死去活来。
And she was weeping.
那么好像天要倒塌下来一样。
As if the sky has fallen.
然后她的先生也非常的难过。
And her husband was also very, very upset.
那当时我不晓得怎么去安慰他们。
I don't know how to comfort them at that time.
那天晚上我回家的时候心里很沉重。
As I returned home, my heart was saddened.
那么第三次经历到这个人生生命的短暂是在六年前。
The third time I experienced the brevity of life was 6 years ago.
然后有一天我得到这个从 UNM, 有个消息说 UNM 有一位很年轻的中国学生突然间去世了。
I got news that there was a young lady at UNM who
young man.
or young man, who suddenly passed away.
这位学生去世的时候只不过是21岁。
He was only 20 years old.
那过后我被邀请去殡仪馆看他还有他们的家人。
So later I was invited to go to funeral home to see the parents and the family.
到了这个殡仪馆我听到他们在哭。
When I arrived at the funeral home, I heard them crying.
他的父母亲特别是母亲感到非常的难过。
Their parents, especially the mother, was extremely grief-stricken.
这位儿子突然间去世，使到他们心里有说不出的伤痛。
The sudden passing away of the son, led them great grief.
他们很希望这个唯一的儿子能够从死里复活过来。
He was an only son, and they wanted him to, get up from the dead.
当时我不晓得对他们说些什么话。
I don't know what to say to them.
只有以圣经的话语来安慰他们。
I just used the words from the Bible to comfort them.
为他们祷告。
To pray for them.
那我离开的时候。
When I left.
那心里面默默地祷告，求神医治他们的心灵。
I pray silently for God to heal them.
那时我回想到过去所发生的事情。
And I remember what had happened in the past.
那想到人生命的短暂。
And I thought of the brevity of life.
就如今天我们所看那段经文。
Just as the scripture we saw today.
生命好像云雾一下一样。出现少时就不见了。
Life is just like a mist. It will just appear for a very short time and it will disappear.
那是的，人的生命非常的短暂。
Man's life is very, very short.
没有人知道人的生命明天如何。
Nobody knows what is going to happen tomorrow.
没有人知道将来会发生什么事情。
Nobody knows what the future will bring.
那因此我们必须要明白今天早上我们所看那段经文。
So we must understand the scripture that we read this morning.
Hi, 你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年做买卖得利。其实明天如何你们还不知道。
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city. Spend a year there, carry on business and make money.Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们可以活着，也可以做这个事或做那事。
What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.Instead, you ought to say, if this is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
那十三节说，嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
So in verse 13 it says, now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
那这节经文的含义跟主耶稣在路加福音十二章所说的比喻的含义有一点相似。
So the meaning of this verse is very similar to what Jesus said in a parable in Luke.
那耶稣以这个比喻来教导众人说。
And so, Jesus used this parable to teach.
他说有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说。我的出产没有地方收藏，没怎么办呢
？The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops."
又说我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在哪里好收藏我这一切的粮食和财物？
Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain.
然后对要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人啊，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？
And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?
让我们来再看十三节。
So let's look at verse 13 again.
所以嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money.
所以 hi 在英文圣经里面翻译成 now listen.
So this word is now listen.
就是说现在听它的意思是主要注意听，因为有很重要的事情要告诉你们。
So the purpose is focus. There's something very important coming.
那从这节经文里面，我们看到这些商人所做的生意方案很不错。
So from the verse, we can see that this businessman had really good plan.
在这些方案里面，一切都安排好了。
And in the plan, everything was prepared.
他们的时间已经安排好了。
Their time has been prepared.
今天，明天。
They said today or tomorrow.
地点已经确定了。
And they also have a place.
我们要往某城里去。
We are going to go to this or that city.
怎么做？我们要在那里住一年。
And we're going to live there for a year.
做些什么？做买卖。
What are they going to do? They are going to build a business.
目的就是要赚钱。
And the purpose is to make money.
那么这些商人为做他们的将来打算。
So the businessmen were preparing for their future.
同样的，很多时候我们也是如此。
Similarly, we are like that.
有很多计划，有很多打算。
There are many plans.
但是将来会发生什么事情是人没有办法断定的。
But what's going to happen in the future, no one will know.
我们的生命什么时候会结束，没有人知道。
When will our life end, no one will know.
所以圣经对将来不确定的特别有特别的看法。
So the Bible has its own saying about the future.
在箴言书第27章第一节说，不要为明天自夸，因为翌日要生何事，尚且不能知道。
In Proverbs 27 it says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring.
那圣经对这个钱财的教导也有特别的看法。
The Bible also have specific teaching about money.
在马太福音第六章第十九节到二十节这么说。
So in Matthew chapter 6 verse 19 to 20 it says,
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
所以从这个雅各书第四章第十三节，我们看到这些商人对自己很有自信，而且还自夸。
So from James 4 verse 13, we can see that the businessmen have self-confident and they boast about themselves.
我们在某一个时候，在某一个地方。
We're going to go a specific time to a specific place.
在那里住一年，做生意，然后赚钱。
We're going to live there for a year, build business and make money.
这些商人相信他们的生意方案必能够成全。
And they believe that their plan will work out.
他们是他们没有想到一些不能够预测的一些事情。
But they did not think about things that will come, that you cannot foresee.
基本上他们不明白人不能够断定将来要发生的事情。
Basically, they do not understand that man cannot determine what will happen to them in the future.
那为什么圣经警告我们不可以自信和自夸？
Why would the Bible warn us about boasting?
当一个人存有这个自信和自夸的心态的时候，
When a person has this attitude of boasting and self-confidence,
他就不会让神来掌管他的生命。
He will not allow God to have control of his life.
让神成为他生命的主宰。
To allow God to become the Lord of his life.
因此他所做的一切事情上他自己做主。
So in whatever he does, he will do it according to his own will.
没有把神放在心里面。
He will not put God in his heart.
我们活在一个充满诱惑的一个世界里面。
We live in a world that is full of temptations.
每一天必须要面对很多的问题还有挑战。
Every day we must face a lot of difficulties and also a lot of temptations.
那如果不小心的话，容易就陷入在这个罪恶的世界里面。
If you're not careful, you will fall into the trap for this world.
你是否有让神来掌管你的生命？
Do you allow God to be in control of your life?
成为你生命的主宰。
To become the Lord of your life.
你是否有每一天亲近神？
Do you get close to God every day?
读经祷告，要圣经的话语成为你生命的准则。
To read the Bible, to pray, and allow the word of the Bible to become your principle of life.
那为什么我们不可以自信和自夸？
So why can we not have self-confidence and self-boasting?
原因在第十四节。
The reason is in verse 14.
他说，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
那这节经文说明我们不可以存着这个自信和自夸的心态的原因。
And this, verse tells us the reason why we cannot self-boast.
第一个原因就是因为生命没有保证。
The first reason is because there is no assurance in life.
请注意这节经文的上半句，他说，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
It says, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
We do not know what will happen tomorrow.
没有人能够预测将来所要发生的事情。
Nobody can predict what is going to happen in the future.
那事实上今天有许多的国家的经济，不是很好。
Actually, today, many countries' economic outlook is not great.
那到底会好转，没有人知道。
Is it going to take a better turn? We don't know.
那五年、十年后所要发生的事情，我们不能够知道。
What will happen in 5-10 years, nobody will know.
那因此圣经警告我们不要自信和自夸。
So that's why the Bible is telling us, do not boast.
因为我们不知道将来所要发生的事情。
Because we do not know what will happen in the future.
那第二个原因是因为生命的短暂。
The second reason is because life is short.
就如这节经文所说，你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
So the Bible said, what is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
然后这句经文形容到我们的生命好像云雾一样，出现少时就不见了。
So this verse describes our life as short as a mist, appear for a short time and then it disappears.
云雾逗留的时间不长。
The period of time when a mist persists is short.
太阳一出来，云雾就消失掉。
When the sun comes out, the mist will be gone.
那我生长在马来西亚一个乡村。
I grew up in a village in Malaysia.
在乡村里面经常看到这个云雾。
And we often see mist in the village.
当太阳一出来的时候，云雾很快就消失掉。
When the sun rises, the mist will be gone.
所以你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
那么在旧约圣经里面，诗篇九十篇也描述到人生命的短暂。
In the Old Testament, in Psalm 90, it also describes the brevity of life.
然后这篇诗篇说到人的生命只不过是七八十岁。
The Psalm said man's life is only about 70-80 years.
如果强壮的话，可以活到八十岁。
If you're strong, you can live till 80.
其实七八十岁不是很长的。
Actually, 70 or 80 years is not very long.
转眼间就过去了。
A blink of an eye and you're gone.
我突然间想到2019年已经来到年底。
All of a sudden, I thought 2019, we're at the end of it.
我们就要进入这个2020年。
We're going to go into 2020.
那何况不是每一个人可以活到七八十岁的。
Not everyone can live until they're 70 or 80.
那可能有些人遇到意外或者得到这个绝症，必须离开这个世界。
Maybe some people have accident or have a terminal illness and they have to leave the world.
就好像我今天早上跟你们分享那三位年轻人。
Just as I shared earlier, those three young people who vanishes.
在诗篇103篇第15到16节说，
In Psalm 103 verses 15 to 16 it says,
他说自己是人，他的年日如草一样，他化荒如野地的花，清风一吹便归无有。
The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone.
然后在以赛亚书第40章第6到第7节又这么说。
In Isaiah chapter 46 to 7 it says,
他说凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容都像野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋残。
All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall.
是的，我们不知道明天会发生什么事情。
Indeed, we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
我们也不知道生命什么时候会结束。
We do not know when our life will end.
那可能是明天、明年、十年、三十年，无论多长。有一天，每一个人不都必须要离开这个世界。
Maybe it's tomorrow, maybe it's next year, 10 years, 30 years. Nevertheless, we all will have that one day.
所以圣经警告我们不要自信和自夸。
So the Bible warned us, do not have faith on yourself or boast about yourself.
因为我们不知道将来所要发生的事情。
Because we do not know what will happen in the future.
那我所认为的一位朋友
，I had a friend，
大约40岁左右
，He's about 40 years old。
那事业有成就
，Successful in business。
那想在前面的五年十年达到更高的理想
，He want to reach further in 5-10 years。
那突然间发现到自己得了癌症。
All of a sudden, he was diagnosed with cancer.
所以华人有一句话说，人算不如天算。
So there's an idiom in Chinese that says, your plan is not like the heaven's plan.
那么既然这个生命这么短暂，我们应当怎么做？
So since life is so short, what should we do?
我们应当怎么度过这一生？
How do we spend our life?
什么是我们生活里面的优先次序？
What is our priority in life?
什么是重要的？什么是不重要的？
What is the important things? What are the non-essential things?
我们在生活里面所面对的问题还有事情。
The problems that we face in our life.
我们是否有让神来掌管？
Do we allow God to have control?
今天早上我们所看那段经文警告我们不要自信和自夸。
The scripture that we read this morning tells us not to boast.
因为我们不知道明天所要发生的事情。
Because we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
那既然如此，我们应当怎么做？
So since it is that like that, what should we do?
那么圣经有时候提到这些问题，它也提到一些答案。
Sometimes the Bible raises these questions, but yet it will also give us the answer.
在雅各书第四章第十五节说，
In verse 15 of James 4, it says,
你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事，做那事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that.
那请注意这四个字，主若愿意。
Please focus on these words, if it is the Lord's will.
那么这四个字说明神是掌权者。
It talks about how God is sovereign.
一切的事情都在他的掌权之下。
Everything is under his control.
如果是神的旨意，我们可以这样活，可以做这个事，做那个事。
If it is God's will, then we will live and do this or that.
那到底什么是神的旨意？
So what is God's will?
当然我们知道神的旨意是合乎神心意的事情。
So of course we know that God's will is what is pleasing to God.
如果我们要知道神的旨意，明白神的心意，
If we're going to understand God's will, understand His heart,
我们必须要明白圣经的话语。
We must understand God's word.
因为神的旨意、神的心意都记载在圣经里面。
Because His will and His desire are all recorded in the Bible.
如果我们要明白神的旨意，还有神的声音、心意，我们必须要读这本圣经。
We must read the Bible if we're going to understand His will.
所以在耶稣亚第一章第七到第八节说
，In Joshua chapter 1 verse 7 and 8。
他说只要刚强大大壮胆谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你一切的律法不可偏离左右使你们无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go.
这律法书不可以离开你的口总要昼夜思想好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话如此你们的道路就可以亨通凡事顺利
Keep this book of the law always on your lips Meditate on it day and night So that you may be careful to do everything written in it Then you will be prosperous and successful
那保罗是这个雅各书第四章第十五节所说的一个很好的一个榜样。
Paul is a great example of what was mentioned in James 4:15.
在哥林多前书第四章第十九节他说然而主若许我我必快到你们那里去。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 4:19, Paul said, But I will come to you very soon if the Lord is willing.
在哥林多前书十六章第七节说我如今不愿意路过见你们主若许我我就指望和你们同往几时同住几时
In 1 Corinthians 16:7, he also said, For I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits.
还有在使徒行传第十八章二十一节说就辞别他们说神若许我我还要回到你们这里。
In Acts 18:21 he said, But as he left he promised, I will come back if it is God's will.
那当然主耶稣是我们学习的最高的榜样。
And of course our Lord Jesus is our best model.
他顺服神的旨意。
He obeyed God's will.
虽然他承受这个极大的痛苦。
Even though he was suffering greatly.
被钉死在十字架上。
He was crucified on a cross.
在圣经根据圣经的记载在他还没有被钉十字架之前。
And according to the Bible, before he went on the cross.
他祷告说。
He prayed.
我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思。
My father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
我们是否有行在神的旨意当中?
Do we live in God's will?
所以今天早上从我们所看这段经文也就是雅各书第四章十三到十五节。
So from James Chapter 4:13-15.
我有两个劝勉。
I have two encouragement.
第一，如果你是基督徒，是一个得救的基督徒。
First, if you are saved.
我劝勉你把主耶稣摆在你生命的首位。
I encourage you to put Jesus as your top priority in your life.
忠心的来服侍他。
And to serve him faithfully.
那就如在马太福音第24章45-46节所说。
Just as it said in Matthew 24:45-46.
他说谁是忠心有见识的仆人为主人所派管理家里的人按时分粮给他们呢主人来到看见他就这样说那仆人就有福了。
Who then is the faithful and wise servant? whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time. It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns.
那第二, 如果你还没有信耶稣, 我劝勉你来信耶稣。
Secondly, if you have not been saved or trust in the Lord Jesus, I ask you to come and trust in him.
启示录20章12节说, 我又看见死了的人,无论大小,都站在宝座前,案件展开了,并且另有一件展开,就是生命册。
And I saw in Revelation chapter 20:12, it says, And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne. The books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life.
死了的人都凭着这些案件所记载,照他们所行的受审判。
The dead were judged according to what they had done as recorded in the books.
然后在20章15节说,若有人名字没有记在生命册上,他就被扔在火湖里面。
Anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire.
火湖是指地狱的意思。
The lake of fire means hell.
没有人知道生命什么时候会结束。
Nobody knows when life will end.
如果你是得救的基督徒,
If you are a Christian,
我们必须要应当行在神的旨意当中。
We must live in the will of God.
如果你还没有信耶稣的话,
If you have not yet trusted Jesus,
我请你趁着这个机会来信他。
I urge you, take this opportunity to believe in him.
因为没有人知道生命什么时候会结束。
Because we do not know when life will end.
没有人知道将来会发生什么事情。
We do not know what will happen in the future.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us. Let us come before the Lord and meditate on today's message. Indeed, we do not know what tomorrow will bring. And we do not know when life will end.
我们不知道将来会发生什么事情。
We do not know about our future.
因此我们必须要行在神的旨意当中。
Therefore, we must live in God's will.
寻求他的旨意。
To search his will.
让我们从神的话语来 知道神的心意。
Maybe get to know God's will through His Word.
让我们每天亲近神。
May we come close to God every day.
天父，求你帮助我们，求你坚固我们的信心。
Heavenly Father, please help us and strengthen our faith.
让我们顺服你。
Help us to obey you.
让我们每一天行在你的旨意当中。
May we live in your will every day.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.